This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The corporate consolidation news we've all been waiting for dropped over the weekend. AT&T is indeed going to buy DirecTV for $48.5 billion, and with it we'll get, as part of the deal, DirecTV's 20-some-odd million customers. That is, of course, pending approval from federal regulators. Regulators who, I am obliged to add, are already up to their elbows sorting out a different telecommunications merger, the one between Comcast and Time Warner. So Marketplace's David Gurrow walks us through what's in this deal and how AT&T is going to try to sell it to regulators.
First, the deal. To understand what this is all about, you have to understand what's happening in the market. Telecom analysts say this has to do with network efficiency and with things like capacity and scale.
Big fish are swallowing small fish.
Reed Hunt is the former chairman of the Federal Communications Commission.
And if you want to avoid being swallowed, you need to be a bigger and bigger fish.
AT&T has wanted to grow. It's been angling for an acquisition for a while. Last year, regulators rejected its bid to buy T-Mobile. That was one wireless company trying to acquire another wireless company.
I think AT&T now has a deal it can close.
Because this is a wireless company trying to buy a satellite service provider, Hunt says. So let's unpack that. AT&T would get an existing customer base, a big one. Rob Frieden teaches telecom law at Penn State.
And there's something to be said for having 26 million additional customers to pitch the variety of services that AT&T can now bundle and package.
Customers willing to pay for exclusive content.
Mike? Come on over, the Bears are on.
We don't get that game here with cable.
Like DirecTV's NFL Sunday Ticket. Those tens of millions of customers would also come in handy for another reason, according to Todd Rethemeyer, who's with Hudson Square.
It helps you to strike a better deal with those content providers.
So AT&T wants new customers to offer phone service, internet service, and TV. Sound familiar? Well, that's something Comcast has pioneered, and the FCC and the Justice Department will consider this merger in the context of Comcast's offer to buy Time Warner Cable. But Rethemeyer says AT&T has this defense.
In the pay TV business, AT&T is a relatively small player today.
Rethemeyer and others say they don't expect this deal will hit a hurdle here in Washington. And there's this other point raised by Harold Furchtgott Roth. He used to be an FCC commissioner.
The market landscape is changing with or without these mergers.
Not only has the market started to change, but also the way video services are delivered. In Washington, I'm David Gurra for Marketplace.